Philadelphia's Down North Pizza has quickly made best of lists for their square, thick crust pies, such as the New York Times, Bon Appetit, and Philadelphia Magazine. But, as WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports, that success is built on a mission to convince more employers to hire formerly incarcerated people.
Last month, CBS featured Philadelphia's Down North Pizza as one of Bon Appetit magazine's best restaurants in the country.
First on CBS Mornings, we are revealing Bon Appetit's head of the table list.
Executive Chef Michael Carter is the first person you see in the segment.
My name is Michael Carter. I'm an executive chef at Down North Pizza. Down North Pizza is a mission-based for-profit restaurant where we combat recidivism by offering a job exclusively to formerly incarcerated.
The day after getting all that attention, a parole agent called and asked him to come in. They had discovered a technical violation from 4 years ago. The timing could have been a coincidence. But for Carter, who spent 12 years behind bars, first when he was 16, it felt like an old pattern, one where past mistakes follow you, no matter how hard you work to move on.
The system is doing what it's supposed to do. It's sucking us dry, taking all our money.
That system is what Down North Pizza wants to change. Every Thursday through Sunday, the kitchen crew slings Detroit-style pizzas from the Strawberry Mansion restaurant until they sell out. Bestsellers include The Rock the Mic and Uptown Vibes, pizzas Carter says that were named for songs by Philadelphia hip-hop stars.
The Uptown Vibe, that's my veggie pizza. It has julienne red peppers, julienne red onions, sautéed mushrooms, and kale.
But owner Muhammad Abdulhadi says pizza is just the vehicle for the message.
We have over 60 years worth of jail time in that kitchen between all the guys. So absolutely every single person is living proof of our mission.
That message resonates in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Reentry Coalition estimates approximately 25,000 people are released from jail or prison to the city each year. About a third are rearrested within the next year. Abdulhadi says a good job can help break the cycle and keep people from getting sucked back in.
These are some of the most dependable, reliable, hardworking individuals I've ever worked with in my life. And they also understand that they're not going to get too many more shots. So given a shot, they're going to show up.
To do that, Down North Pizza put together a different business model. First, pay starts at $15 an hour. Sous chef Jamar Johnson says that's important.
So I've been in many places where they underpaid me. I'd have recently worked for a company, which I'm not going to say the name out loud, but the dishwasher made more than me.
Second, provide support. Abdulhadi owns the building the restaurant is in, and two staff members live in the apartments above. Housing discrimination against formerly incarcerated people is common. In addition to all that, a pro bono attorney is available if an issue comes up with one of their cases. Carter says the business is also a form of protest and education.
Down North has surely become like my demonstration to show people basically what it's like if you hire felons and you will see the outcome.
The outcome so far is good. Sous chef Miles Jackson says it's helping him.
The last time I left jail, one of the COs told me, she said, I'll see you when you get back. And this was a thing for me. I would go to jail every 2 years, every year and a half. But I feel like with this, I got a purpose now.
He says working with other formerly incarcerated people makes him feel like he's in the right place. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.